It's that time on our show for Mr. Mike Brennan, star of stage and screen, and MI Tech News headlines. Mike, how you doing?
Doing great, Foster. Finally had to turn the AC on. It got so hot in the house, right? That's unusual for
that
Michigan.
Yeah, for Michigan. Gary's dealing with it very well down in Florida. He's got a breeze. You know, there's palm trees in the background. he's doing pretty well down there.
And when it gets too warm, we turn the air conditioning on.
Yeah, yeah, that's
right. You're not wearing a grass skirt, are you, Gary?
I'll never tell.
Okay.
Oh, I thought that was the waitress. Anyway, moving right along, Mike Brennan's here with us. MI Tech News is a great service that brings us every week headlines of what's going on in technology and entrepreneurship around the state of Michigan. And right now, Mike, let's take a look at some of the headlines that you've got out there. One of them is that Grand Circus, which is a training company that is located in Detroit, is offering free Facebook social media training for some 3,000 Michigan residents.
Right, yeah. Actually, I didn't hear about this till after the fact, so I reminded them I needed to be on their mailing list. But Sheryl Sandberg, Facebook's chief operating officer, came in on Thursday to Grand Circus to announce this. And you have to, of course, apply. Mm-hmm. They're screening people to see who gets it. A lot of the details haven't been worked out yet. But for 3,000 people, I think I'm going to throw my hat in the ring because what the heck, I can always learn to use Facebook better than I'm using it, right? And so if you really want to get into social media, this is an opportunity.
And it's significant, too, because I believe the course is normally a course in coding at Grand Circus, if I'm not wrong, is thousands of dollars. And this is a scholarship that's being offered to 3,000 people for this. Am I right?
Yeah, it's like $8,500 if you do the Grand Circus boot camp. But, I mean, you're going to get really good skills coming out of it, and you'll get a good job and more than, you know, get a good ROI, as it were, on that $8,500 investment. But in this case, it's free. Free is good.
Yep. Very, very good. All right. Next headline there. Let's see. Oh, Governor Snyder is going to be signing some income and sales tax capture for development purposes.
Yeah, it's kind of they call it a transformational brownfield. And it's essentially older downtowns, waterfronts, different places that are really run down. And the city or the county or whomever the authority is wants to do something. And so if they do something, then the project that goes in there, they get to capture the various taxes that the state would assess to use for themselves to help underwrite some of the costs. And then also a lot of the materials that are being used on that project then would be tax-free.
Mm.
So at least statewide.
You know, it's been interesting. We've been talking about lighthouses and the ports in Michigan. And in many cases, these ports are trying to restore a lot of the downtown areas and other parts of the city there and become tourist attractions.
Right.
And that's going to mean restoring some of those properties. So this would be a great news for them.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, everybody's short of cash these days for a variety of reasons, and this is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mike, now one of the other headlines I see here is, and we should tell folks, when you get MI Tech News, you're not just getting print information, but also, Mike, you've expanded it now to present video information, and I see that you've got a video of ITC's Joe Bennett explaining aerial power line inspections.
Well, actually, I went up in the helicopter with him.
Oh, did you?
If you click on the video, I shot about 30 seconds of video from the left seat in the helicopter. And we were, like, skimming just over the wires. It was kind of fun. I enjoyed that sort of thing. And don't get a chance to do that very often, so that's included in there. But they were doing a semi-annual inspection of the lines. They do it via helicopter because there's thousands of miles of lines. And just to make sure that, you know, there's no frayed wires or transformers or any of that jazz. And they have a crew of folks from ITC that goes up that knows how to spot that. Because you're zipping right along in that helicopter. So, because the pilot was pointing things out to me, and I wasn't sure what to look for. So I was missing it. But if you want to see a fun video that, afterwards we flew over Ann Arbor and flew over Michigan Stadium. And I don't have that on my website, but I'll share it with you if you'd like. I shot some pictures of aerial photographs of downtown and synced it up to the Victors. So.
All right. Gary, that should make you happy to hear.
You gotta love that.
Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News. And matter of fact, Mike, we've got a special program coming up next week that you're helping me to organize, and that's going to be focusing on the application of video surveillance that's being kind of mandated for cities like Clinton Township, and also the city of Detroit already has a project called Project Greenlight. Am I right?
Right, yeah. And the Greenlight Project is, I'm told, anyway, I haven't spoken directly with the Clinton Township supervisor, but he's going to be on your show next week,
yep.
And you can ask him. But I'm pretty sure it's modeled after that. Everything I read says it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then also some folks from Comcast. Anybody that has Comcast or Xfinity right now is being flooded with ads on video surveillance, both for the business and the home. So you're going to get the vice president for the Heartland region for business development
that's
going to call in and explain everything, what that's all about.
Right. Very important collaboration with business. Mike, thank you so much. So, Mike, what is the cost of getting all of this wonderful information?
Well, it's free. As long as my advertisers keep paying for it, it's free.
And that's mitechnews.com. Or you can go to internetadvisor.net, and when you see Mike's smiling face, you got a link that you can click on there where you can sign up for it as well and keep you up in touch with what's going on in technology and entrepreneurship in the state of Michigan with a seasoned reporter like Mr. Mike Brennan. Mike, thanks for being with us again, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Foster.